Welcome to Senior Speak. Each week we discuss issues that affect the quality of life of older adults and family members, professionals, and volunteers who work with older adults. I'm Dr. Marla Oberhausen. I am your host. Our guest today is Dr. John Day. Dr. Day is a native of Alabama and received his medical degree from Tulane University School of Medicine in New Orleans in 1977. He completed his surgical residency at the University of Maryland Hospital in Baltimore in 1981 and then moved to Boulder, where he practiced general and vascular surgery at the Boulder Medical Center until Thanksgiving 2001, at which time Dr. Day decided that he was going to retire from his 20-year surgery practice and begin working as a consultant for people desiring holistic lifestyle advice. His new business is Halen Lifestream and is located in his home in North Boulder. Grab a pen. We'll give you this number later in the program, too. His telephone there, should you desire to contact him, is 303-449-0737. Dr. Day has been twice certified by the American Board of Surgery and has been a fellow of the American College of Surgeons since 1985. The newly formed American Board of Holistic Medicine also certified him in December 2001 and is a founding diplomat of this certifying board. Dr. Day was chairman of the Department of Surgery at Boulder Community Hospital from 1990 through 1992 and was honored in 1994 as Physician of the Year at Boulder Medical Center. Today we're going to talk about holistic medicine, what patients can teach doctors, and how illness can provide opportunities for growth and healing the entire being. Dr. John Day, welcome to Senior Speak, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Marla. It's very nice to be here with you.
Tell our listeners how you became interested in holistic medicine, John.
I was early on influenced as a child by my mother, who was a physician.
Mm-hmm.
She introduced me to Miss Helen Keller, with whom she was a personal friend and served as family physician. And this was in 1960 when I was about 9 years old.
Okay.
This experience was a very memorable, informative one for me, and I trace most of my spiritual development back to that time. Some years after the meeting, I once asked my mother if she'd ever saved anyone's life, and her reply was, "No, God does that."
Mm-hmm.
This was her only spoken instruction to me about the art of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And this piece of spiritual advice fell in line with what Miss Keller's experience was when I met her.
Mm-hmm. What an experience that must have been, getting to meet her.
Well, it was rich, and I do have a very clear memory of some of the exchange that we had.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty phenomenal, and that spiritual influence has really stayed with me and helped form a lot of my impressions about healing.
Mm-hmm.
Later on in my college years, I was influenced by friends who lived in Tuscaloosa, and they operated a health food store there called Mana Grocery, which is still operated by them.
Uh-huh.
And they taught me about yoga, meditation, and natural foods. My interest continued throughout the medical school days and residency days in New Orleans and then later in Baltimore. And I continued to pursue medical and surgical training as well as the information on natural healing modalities, in particular how to think about body, mind, emotion, and spirit. And then I came to Boulder in 1981 out of residency because Boulder has so many holistic practitioners.
You know, it's a rich area for people who are looking at alternatives, isn't it?
It has. Pretty much everything is contained in Boulder in terms of what one would seek out for healing in body, mind, and spirit. Everyone is doing their own niche work, and most of them are doing very good work, but there's not one place where it's all integrated.
Mm-hmm. So that's really one of your goals, is the concept of integration, which is really important individually for people when they're striving to stay well and be well, is how they integrate the parts of who they are.
True.
So you really been on an odyssey in your life. You've met some people that really influenced you. Your mother clearly influenced you with her philosophy. Your training, it sounds like, was traditional, yet along the way you had exposure to a lot of people who provided other approaches. So you've really been able to do that personal integration yourself, haven't you?
Yes. I had true formal teachers, and then I had informal teachers, such as the numerous people that I came in contact every day with in the work that I did.
Mm-hmm. So you were a surgeon for a long time in Boulder. What kind of surgery did you do, Dr. Day?
I did general and vascular surgery, and that's peripheral vascular surgery outside of the chest. General surgery encompasses skin, integumentary structures, body surface, if you will,
mm-hmm.
breast, endocrine organs such as thyroid, adrenal, and parathyroid.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of abdominal surgery of liver, gallbladder, bile ducts, pancreas, intestines.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen a lot of internal organs, haven't you, over the years?
Over the years, yes. I probably operated on 10,000 people and consulted
really?
On many more. So it was a very rich, very intense work.
Mm-hmm. So what caused you to shift your focus from surgery in the traditional medical model in America and go to a pure holistic practice? Now, this is a big shift for somebody to do this, leave traditional practice, go to an office in your home, and seek to be a consultant to people on wellness. What kind of got you there?
Well, many people consider the kind of shift I made sort of radical and brave.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was just a natural evolution. In the course of the 20 years of work as a surgeon, I became more and more familiar with who the practitioners are in Boulder County and what they were doing and how to integrate that into a teaching model. I referred heavily into the network of people in Boulder who are these holistic practitioners, and as I did that, patients would return to me with feedback, and my awareness and understanding began to grow. Then I began to teach people directly myself principles of nutrition, mental and emotional peace, and self-love, and then later spiritual aspects.
Mm-hmm.
The basis for the Halen Lifestream model was beginning to be formed, but I did not know it at the time. One afternoon, a couple of years ago, a patient came to me who had a breast cancer and gone through all the conventional therapies. And her road was very rigorous through these therapies, and so when she completed them successfully, she asked me one afternoon, what shall I do next? And at that time, I drew out for her on a piece of paper a little hierarchy scheme showing nutrition, exercise, self-love, and vision work. And that was the rudiment of the model that later developed into Halen Lifestream.
Mm-hmm. So I imagine you got people at all stages of illness, people who were very ill, people who were wanting to stay well. I mean, you've seen the whole gamut, haven't you?
Yes, from the very uncomplicated patient to the very sick intensive care unit patient to those who die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that definitely gives you a wealth of experiential information, doesn't it?
Yeah, you absorb much from people if you stay open at the heart, and that's what this experience was all about for me, was learning how to open at the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Surgery is a lot about doing. It's not so much about being.
Mm-hmm.
And what the patients taught me over those 20 years, which essentially was an apprenticeship, was mm-hmm. how to be more and do less.
Is that what your 20 years in surgical practice really taught you, was about the art of being and not doing?
There's no question. It just was the format that my life process called for to help my ego move more out of the way
mm-hmm.
so that I could really be more for people
mm-hmm.
instead of be the doer. I was wanting out of the doership mode.
Mm-hmm. Well, traditional medicine teaches you about doing, doesn't it? It teaches you about techniques. It teaches you about doing tasks. So it really requires a lot of extra effort to learn about the importance of being present with someone who is sick or being available to them, opening your heart to what they tell you. And you sound like a person who's learned how to listen deeply to what someone is telling you.
Well, yeah, I think that starts really inside listening to one's own process.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to own what it is that we want first, and then we can give it to another once we own it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if I have this shirt on my back, I can give it to you because I own it. and for no other reason. And that's the same with the aspect of being in unconditional presence with people. Equanimity, compassion, sympathetic joy with people all are evolved processes. They don't come overnight. We can't just will them into being. I think it's a long learning process.
Now, there's a quote that comes to mind. The most we can offer another is the essence of who we are. And so our own learning and growing process supports our capacity to help others, doesn't it?
Well, the essence of who we are really is what we own. And mm-hmm. that's all we can give another.
Mm-hmm.
And their healing process is really their own very individual process, and it's usually non-negotiable.
Mm. Talk more about that. I like that concept.
Well, what is appropriate for my healing process is not necessarily appropriate for yours in certain particular ways, but there are some general truths that would apply to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, to get to the essence of healing, we have to come into presence, unconditional presence in body, mind, spirit, and emotion. This is an evolved state, and I think the whole theme of it is self-love.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we came here to heal.
Yes.
I think we took these incarnations to heal and to love.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an aspect which, if we trust our life process, then we are going to know that our life process is going to feed us the exact experiences that we need for this growth and evolution and healing. And if we can therefore trust this process, we can learn to love all of our life.
Mm-hmm.
I think many people, well, we always are thinking of ourselves as separate entities, separate from the rest of life, which creates fear. If we think of our life as a holographic entity that's combined with all other aspects of life, then I think self-love for the entire aspect of life becomes apparent.
Yes. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Speak. You're here with Marla Oberhausen and Dr. John Day, and we're talking about his new practice in Boulder, Colorado, to help people learn how to be and grow and heal.